The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy. Rick Scott has been the senator from Florida for a long time. Before that, he was the governor of Florida for a long time. Before that, he was a very successful businessman. Good morning, Senator Scott. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Senator, have you seen the immigration bill that is working its way through the negotiation process?
Look, I don't get it. I mean, I'm a business guy, right? Number one is you can't negotiate with people that have a totally different approach. I mean, the Democrats and Biden want an open border. And number two is we took off my understanding is we took off the table. The one thing that I think is the most important thing is do something that makes Biden enforce the law. He's lawless. And we don't want, you know, whatever reason, they're not even trying to tie Ukraine aid to the number of people come across the border coming down. So the border needs to be secure today, not next year, not 5 years from now, today.
But have you seen the actual draft legislation yet, Senator?
No, I haven't seen. And by the way, when I did deals, everybody that worked with me, I showed them a copy of the contract so I could get their comments. This has been going on for months. I've never seen it. You know, is that fair to the people that live in my state that they don't even get to look at this? This is what's wrong with D.C. We get these behind closed doors. Leadership negotiates these deals and then they cram it down our throat and say, oh, but you got to vote for it. You got to vote for it or, you know, something bad's going to happen. No, we don't. Let's take our time and let's actually everybody get their input in. Here's what I tell people. If I can't talk people up here into my ideas, that's my problem. If I don't even have a shot at doing it, that's leadership's problem.
Now, Senator, I believe a necessary but not sufficient step. The first step is the construction authorization, notwithstanding any other law, and funding appropriated construction of 900 miles of border wall that is maintained, that is long, strong, and high. It's what Donald Trump started to do. I think he got 528 miles of it done, but it's got to be 900 miles. To your understanding, is there any wall in the bill? And if so, how much?
None. And by the way, there was money in to build a wall when Biden took office. He sold off the steel.
I know.
So let's say it's even in there, right? I haven't seen the bill. Have you? No. So if it's in there, who's to say he's going to do it? He sold off the steel. Who says he's not going to say, oh, you know what? I've got an emergency. I'm going to take that and fly more illegal immigrants someplace else.
I mean, but it is possible.
Lawless. Biden's lawless.
I know he is lawless, but it is possible to write a bill that mandates the construction of the wall before anything else happens. It's possible to do that. We've never tried it. You remember 2013, or maybe you don't, and Marco Rubio and John Cornyn tried this. Unless there's a wall, Republicans will not support this, and it will not get through the House. Do people not understand that in the conference?
Oh, well, yeah, there's a lot of us that do. All right. But that's not what this is, not what's being negotiated. And by the way, we control the House. Mike Johnson's the speaker. Where is he? He has said this is dead on arrival. Why would we vote for anything that Mike Johnson doesn't support? It's not going to pass the House. Why would we do that? Let's say this is our standard. We want to get something done. Let's do this. The standard has to be secure the border today.
Yeah.
Force Biden to do his job.
Now, I got a couple of questions about the border, but I want to put an underline under this, and because I'm going to push it out. Will a bill without the wall pass the United States Congress?
No.
Okay. That's I agree.
No way.
I think it's crazy. It's not going to, unless they build the wall, it's not going to pass. So it's all wasted effort. Do you talk about this in the conference, that the wall is the number one must-have thing for the Republican Party?
Absolutely. And by the way, we talked about the fact that we have a lawless administration. So we have to tie something they want, okay, to the numbers of people come across the border saying coming down. We have to do that. It's the only way you get somebody that wants to do the opposite of what you want them to do. That's it. And by the way, that's not in the bill. That's not, we've been told that will not be in the bill.
Well, then it's just, it's not, I don't understand what's going on here. Why, how did this get started? What is the explanation? You know, I like people, the last time I saw you in person, we were doing an event for the NRSC, and Jim Lankford was there, and I think Jim is the nicest guy in the United States Senate, the character equal of anyone else. I like Tom Tillis a lot. I'm not sure how these guys got themselves into this hole. What happened?
Well, first off, Lankford's not just nice, he's smart, he's hardworking, he knows the issue. But he, you know, number two things. One, he's negotiating with somebody that wants the opposite goal, right? You can't get a deal done. Okay. I never got a deal done in business when they have different goals. Number two is leadership told him that you cannot have, you cannot tie Ukraine aid to the numbers coming down. Okay. If you, if those are the two things you start with, there is no deal here.
Well, does leadership accept the wall? I mean, I think the numbers will come down the moment the wall. I'm not even focused on the numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm focused on the wall. Look,
what Texas is doing right now, I'm matching the numbers where that razor wire is up is coming down.
The reason the first thing people do when they're serious is put up barriers, whether it's razor wire or it's wall. The first thing you do if you're serious is put up barriers. It doesn't work 100%, but it slows people down. I'm just curious because I'm never in the room. I talk to a bunch of senators. I talk to people on the air and off the air. Does anyone ever talk about why we don't talk about the wall? Are we afraid of it?
I'm not. But, I mean, it's you know, it's, I'm not there. So who knows? Hugh, if you're not, like, oh, here's what I don't get. We all should be in the room. We're all U.S. senators. We ought to be on the floor fighting over this. And we ought to be doing amendment votes. And we ought to say, I believe in this. And if I can't get 60 people to go with me, I don't get it.
Yeah, and so, HR 2 is over there, right? The House passed, they could take up and amend that bill.
Voted down. Yeah, the Democrats, I mean, but the Democrats all voted against it. They don't want border security. How are we going to do a deal with somebody that they don't want what we want? You cannot do that. It's impossible.
Do your colleagues recognize that the optics of this are terrible? It appears as though, well, they're setting us up to take the fall for Biden's failure. That's what makes me crazy, is that there's a total failure.
Oh,
Donald Trump fixed
it. But that's why I think you need to be, that's why I'm going to be vocal on this. I think you need to be clear. You need to say, this is what we expect. You know what, we've had a couple of conference meetings that Ron Johnson has led, one on the border, one on Ukraine. And at the end of the meetings, guess what? We should have a plan. We don't.
I would like to begin with at least.
Let's fight for hours and come up with a Republican plan.
I agree. But I would like to begin with numbers as well. Is there even a data set on how many people have crossed the border either officially, meaning they had an encounter with a border patrol or a port of entry, or unofficially? Do we know the numbers? Because you can't find them anywhere.
The estimate is over 9 million people have crossed illegally. We don't know how many have crossed. We get these numbers on a monthly basis now. But guess what? I don't trust anything the Biden administration puts out. Everything they do is they massage it all. So, you know, it's something like 1.7 million people that they think are gotaways. Over 9 million people have come across. We don't know how many people have been released. We forced them to tell us how many people they released in the interior from Afghanistan that weren't even U.S. citizens or people with special visas. But they did that in a classified setting. It's over 70,000 because it wasn't a number is classified. They don't want you to know.
There were more than 25,000 Chinese nationals who crossed the border in fiscal year 23. Does that alarm you? Because not anyone gets out of China easily.
Absolutely. By the way, China is our enemy. They not our choice, their choice. I mean, Russia, their choice, not our choice. Iran, North Korea. Let's wake up. We've got terrorists come across. And by the way, we got a briefing the other day. They couldn't tell us what's happened. They told us how many terrorists came, But they couldn't tell us what happened to them. They couldn't tell us if they got deported. They couldn't tell us if they're in prison. They couldn't tell us anything.
Wait, I was under the impression if you arrested
across the border.
I was under the impression if someone was on the terrorist watch list and they were encountered that they were detained. Am I wrong?
They were detained. They were turned over to ICE. But when we ask, what did ICE do with them? They don't know.
Boy, this is a mess. I mean, okay. Senator, you ran business for a long time. This is not that hard of a problem. You build a wall. You build a bunch of detention facilities. People come across without permission. They go into the facility until they're adjudicated. Then they're sent home. Right?
What do we do in prisons? We build walls.
So, Senator, how hot do these meetings get when the Republicans talk about this?
Well, I think the positive. Here's the positive. I mean, the positive is we're having real conversations now, and people are saying this doesn't make any sense. And then they say, well, we're working on the text. We'll get you the text. Then what we're worried about is they're going to give us a text, and then 5 minutes later say, now you have to vote.
But the text, but we know the text does not have the wall because if I can drive home one thing with the audience, it does not have any border barrier in it, a serious border barrier. And unless and until it does, it cannot pass.
And Hugh, even if it had in there, Biden's not going to build it. He had
He
sold off the steel.
I know he did that once, but you can write a bill in a way that it would oblige the president because you would make funding for Ukraine or Israel or Taiwan,
the
release of it contingent upon the completion of the wall, right?
Right. You've got to make it where a lawless president says, well, I want that, the Ukraine money. So, okay, I'll build the wall because he doesn't want to build it. We know he doesn't want to build it. We know that he'll just, if he has to, I mean, Mayorkas, these guys, they don't comply with the law.
I agree. And Senator Scott, that would be, I'd be behind a bill that said, hey, I want to fund Ukraine anyway. But if he wants a few billion dollars for Ukraine, all you have to do is finish the wall, we'll release the money for Ukraine. Isn't that straightforward? That could work, right?
Absolutely.
Then why aren't we asking for it?
If we're going to help them, why don't we have a real conversation about what weapons should they have? What's the plan? I mean, this idea that we have, you know, they can't tell us exactly what weapons we're going to give them and why we're giving them the ones we're doing, why we're holding back the ones we have. We asked somebody the other day, why then we're giving them some longer range? Well, we're thinking about it.
Well, they're a mess on that, too.
2 years?
Let me conclude this way. Has there been any attempt to open up the negotiations to a critic of the negotiations or at least an advocate of the wall?
No.
All right, that's a failure then. Senator Scott, I appreciate it. Please keep coming back. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.